Nearly every business spends a huge amount of time, money, and energy trying to land new clients. Customer acquisition is usually the highest single cost center in a business, and many executives can detail their customer acquisition cost down to the dollar, if not the penny. And yet, in almost all of these businesses, where so much effort is spent trying to persuade people to become customers, virtually no effort is spent trying to keep the customers once they have them. So what happens? Customers leave. Most businesses are hemorrhaging customers and don't even realize it. I first became aware of the customer retention epidemic that plagues almost every industry in the late 1990s. While reading a report about how banks market and advertise to gain new customers, I know, I'm that cool, I learned something startling. Historically, banks spend a significant sum of money on acquiring new customers, approximately $300 per account. This was justified as making economic sense because the relationship between a consumer and a bank was supposed to follow a regular pattern. One, the consumer opens a bank account. Two, the account remains open for a long time. The longer an individual or business stayed with the bank, the more fees were paid for banking services. The more customers the bank acquired, the more money the bank made. In reading the Corporate Executive Board report, New Customer Onboarding Programs in Service Industries, I discovered a dirty little secret about the world of banking that diminished the acquisition strategy employed by banks. 32% of new customers who join a bank will leave that bank before their one-year anniversary. I was shocked. Consider the basic math. On average, it costs $300 to acquire a banking customer. That customer pays a monthly account maintenance fee of approximately $12. Looking only to the guaranteed income from maintenance fees, it takes 25 months, more than 2 years, before the bank earns back the initial investment in acquiring that customer. If 32% leave before reaching the 12-month mark, that means the bank has the potential to lose money on 32% of its newly acquired customers. Which raises the urgent question of why. Why are customers leaving at such great personal cost? While the financial cost to the bank is staggering at scale, the personal inconvenience to customers who go through the enrollment process and then decide to leave is even worse. Think back to the last time you opened a new bank account. Let's be honest, it's a pain in the neck. To open the typical bank account, you go into a local bank branch, present your government-issued ID, fill out reams of paperwork, and make an initial deposit to fund the account. After that, you order checks, request an ATM card, set an ATM code, and re-enroll for online bill paying and direct deposit. You then wait while things continue to process in your old bank account. Many people keep both the new and old bank accounts open for several months of overlap, before finally shutting down the old bank account and transferring any remaining money into the new account. It is mind-boggling that a customer would ever leave after going through all of these steps and investing this much time, effort, and patience. And yet 32% do just that. In fact, 20% of the customers who leave in the first year do so without ever having conducted a single transaction. Not one ATM withdrawal, not one check clearing, and not one payment of an online bill. A shocking 50% of the customers who leave in the first year quit doing business with the bank in the first 100 days. The relationship has barely started. The customer may not even have closed their prior bank account, and already they are leaving. This revelation about banks losing customers left me with one burning question. If customer defection is an epidemic in the world of banking, where paying close attention to the bottom line, the cost of acquisition, and the rate of retention is part of banker DNA, what must it be like in other industries? I started researching all kinds of businesses and marketplaces around the world, and what I found was staggering.